Kamala Harris calls pro-life lawmakers extremist, warns don't get in our way. By Katherine Hamilton on April 26, 2023. Vice President Kamala Harris framed pro-life Republican lawmakers as extremists in a speech at a pro-abortion rally on Tuesday following the announcement of President Joe Biden's re-election bid, Fox News reported. Harris made the remarks during her speech at Howard University, her alma mater, according to the report. Several other pro-abortion groups were in attendance, including Planned Parenthood, the ACLU, NARA Pro-Choice America, and Emily's List. These extremist so-called leaders would dare to tell us what is in our own best interest. Well, I say, I trust the women of America. I trust the people of America, Harris remarked during her speech. So don't get in our way, because if you do, we're going to stand up. We're going to organize, and we're going to speak up. And we're going to say we're not having that, we're not playing that, she continued. Harris also slammed heartbeat abortion bans that outlaw abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy when a fetal heartbeat can be detected. They're also saying they're going to ban abortion. 6 weeks into a pregnancy? Well, clearly most of them don't even know how a woman's body works. Because most women don't even know they're pregnant at that stage of a pregnancy, she said. While the event came after Biden's re-election bid announcement, the event was not an official campaign event. Instead, it was a rally to affirm the fundamental right to abortion and the full range of reproductive health care, according to NARAL Pro-Choice America. Biden and Harris are expected to hammer Republicans about abortion leading up to the 2024 presidential race. Their first campaign video emphasizing bodily autonomy and slogans like abortion is health care. Freedom. Personal freedom is fundamental to who we are as Americans, Biden said in the video. Around the country, MAGA extremists are lining up to take on those bedrock freedoms, dictating what healthcare decisions women can make.